Previously on Grey's Anatomy.
I was dead. No, I'm not.
Anybody come looking for me?
No heads for missing persons, plus...
My face is hard to identify.
Anyone know who the new chief candidate is?
Colin Marlowe.
The one and only.
He...
Yes.
With...
Yes.
Your best friend violently disses our marriage every chance she gets. She has feelings for you.
Is she crazy?
Surgeons always have a plan. Where to cut, where to clamp, where to stitch. But even with the best plans, complications can arise. Things can go wrong. And suddenly, you're caught with your pants down.
Wow, you and George are really going at it last night.
What?
Well, the laughing, the drinking, the music. Okay, you know, nobody, meaning me, needs to hear George's rendition of Sexy Back at 3 in the morning.
Yeah. You should have just, you know, said something or banged on the wall. Yeah.
It's like living in a youth hostel.
Well, the important thing is that she and George made up. You did, right?
I need to use your bathroom.
Why?
Because O'Malley's puking in mine.
Or youth hostel.
George is still here?
Yes. Yes, but only because he was too drunk to drive home. You know, just totally impaired. Like, no heavy machinery drunk.
What's her problem?
Still drunk.
What's she doing here?
She's afraid she's ruining her engagement to Burke, so she's hiding from him.
Not anymore. I have a plan. Burke doesn't want me to marry him just to appease him.
Which you are.
So, we don't get married. Simple. We go back to the way it was. Be kind, rewind. My plan has a name.
There you go. I gotta get to work.
See you guys there.
Is that George? He said he was upstairs puking.
So now he's downstairs puking.
Izzy.
George.
What the hell happened last night? Kelly is gonna kill me. Did I at least call her before I passed out?
No.
You don't remember?
I remember the bourbon. And where did you sleep?
Big day. What time's your interview with the board?
3:00.
Well, if you have any questions, please.
Yes, thank you. I think I have everything well in hand.
It's a big folder.
It's nothing. It's just a few ideas I have for Seattle Grace. A 10-year plan, which really is just a few tweaks. What did Einstein say? Newton did the work. I'm merely standing on his shoulder.
And in this scenario, I'm Newton.
George.
Hey. You look nice.
I look insane. I'm wearing pearls.
Listen about last night.
Yeah. We're going to have to put a pin in that for now because as of this moment, you and I are the perfect couple, okay? We are the perfect happily married couple who are perfect and never fight because my dad's in town.
What?
Yeah. My dad's in town. And he wants to meet my husband.
Oh, hey. The O'Malley's. Carry on. Do your stuff here. Married stuff. Yay!
You told her about our fight.
Just when exactly is he coming?
Today, lunch, cafeteria. Oh. You know what? I think I'm going to change it to Joe's, so you might not be able to tell that stink's coming from you.
No, it's okay. It's going to be okay. I'm good with parents. Parents love me.
Yeah, funny. Funny little man. Funny little smelly little man. Get in the shower, okay?
It's going to be
just
okay. I know. You'll see. He's going to love me. No. Oh, no.
Oh, what's this?
We bring each other coffee. This is what we do.
No, it's what we used to do. Before you moved in and we started making coffee at home. You know, I'm really interested in going back to the way it used to be. So unless you have something else to say to me, I've already had my coffee.
All right, sounds good.
Ah. Good morning, Doctor. Good
morning.
How are you doing?
Big day today. Good luck to all and sundry. Eh?
He has a 10-year plan.
What?
He's presenting the board with a 10-year plan for the surgical wing.
He's only been here a day.
Did you see the folder? It's full of plans. Tweaks. For my hospital.
This is a computer-generated approximation of your original facial structure. Based on the 3D CT scans we did, it's what you could look like after reconstructive surgery. Or you can look like this. Or this. You don't like them.
Well, it's not that. It's... How does this work exactly?
He'll make an incision along your hairline and then...
It's okay. I can take it.
He'll literally pull your face off.
It sounds a lot worse than it is. Your face is extremely elastic, and pulling it down allows me to repair the bone fractures underneath without causing any scarring. And once you've healed, no one will ever know you had the surgery. I'm that good.
He is. It's annoying. The surgery won't affect my baby.
I'll be monitoring the baby throughout.
Okay. So, then I just have to pick one. Do I have to pick one now?
Take a couple hours to think about it.
Couple hours, yeah.
Dr. Bailey.
Chief, Jane Doe is getting a new face today.
Well, that's exciting. How are you doing, man? You didn't take too much time off after.
I'm fine, really, sir. I think working's the best thing I can do.
Like mother, like daughter, huh?
Dr. Gray, what can you tell me about reconstructing the orbital floor?
You can create a new base for the eye socket by harvesting bone from the skull.
Dr. Bailey, Dr. Gray will be scrubbing in on the Jane Doe surgery. Come on. I'll show you how to do it without breaking the bone graft into a million pieces.
Congratulations, Dr. Gray.
Okay, let's go, people.
Oh, wait. I need to talk to you.
Why?
To prepare you guys for what you're about to see. You meant you like us, not like me. You don't want to talk to me. You want to talk to us about a patient. That's what I just said. This patient has a disease so rare that you'll probably never see it again. FOP.
Oh, is fibrodysplasia ossificans progressiva?
Yeah, it's a congenital disease which turns muscle into bone. You become a human statue. So just try to learn. Try not to stare. Okay.
If you people are interns, you need to stand back.
Nina, please don't be rude.
My mother still has movement in her face and hands. I would like to keep it that way, so please be careful. If you press too hard during an exam or bump into her accidentally, it causes a bone to grow where a bone shouldn't grow. So there can be no accidents.
Okay, remember that when you're dealing with her today.
It's just a stomach virus or a flu. I'm sure it's nothing. Nina insisted that I come in.
She was vomiting blood and going through her pain meds like they were candy. And she has new growths on her back. No doubt caused by some clumsy interns on our last hospital stay.
Well, obviously you're having a flare-up of the FOP, but what really concerns me is the vomiting. So I'm going to need a CT and see what's going on. Wow. Did you build that?
My mom did.
No, Nina did it. I used to do it. I'm not able to.
It keeps her active. When she's active, she has fewer flare-ups. Plus, it makes her happy and relaxed.
Good. Okay. In the clinic today.
You want the FOP case?
Clinic? Why? What's going on in the clinic?
Nothing.
I just feel clinicky. That's not a word. I'll take the clinic.
Christina!
You both can go to the clinic. The board is interviewing the chief candidates all day today, so we're light on surgery. O'Malley?
Yes?
You're with Dr. O'Malley.
Okay. What am I supposed to do?
Find Dr. Montgomery, see if you can help with Jane Doe.
I shot her twice.
It's coming out of your pores, George. You reek. You're trembling, and there's no way I'm letting you into my patient right now. Dr. Bailey?
Dr. Bailey,
with Mrs. Rogerson's limited mobility, I'm going to need an extra set of hands.
fine. Stevens, Yang will handle the clinic. You'll be with the O'Malleys today.
It's my foot. It hurts like crazy. I'm gonna need a painkiller. Can't spend the whole day propped on an ice pack.
You're gonna need to take off your shoe?
No. I've been down this route before. Just slip me a couple of painkillers and I'll be on my way.
Sir, did you go to medical school? I did. Take off shoe. You have type 2 diabetes.
10 years now.
Will you inspect your feet every day? Have you noticed anything?
I notice it hurts. Look, I got 30 guys sitting on their ass waiting for me to show up.
Sir, I get it. You're in a hurry. That makes the two of us. Sock. You need to call your guys and tell them you're not coming in.
Did you choose a face?
Not yet. I was hoping I'd see one of them and recognize myself or something, but I don't recognize any of these women. What if I choose the wrong one? What if my husband or boyfriend or whoever's baby this is shows up tomorrow with the picture of what I'm supposed to look like, but it's too late and I'm stuck with the wrong face for the rest of my life?
Okay, that would suck, but if you don't pick one, this is going to be your face the rest of your life.
Hey.
Hey.
Shouldn't you be preparing for your board interview?
I am.
You're hovering.
Oh, I'm breathing you in.
You're hovering.
Fine, I'm hovering. If Christina would sleep in her own bed, I wouldn't have to hover at work. Like hover in bed. Different type of hovering, perhaps. How bad is it today? On a scale of 1 to 10.
7, maybe a 6.
Good.
You know what's going to make it even better than that?
What?
Calvarian bone harvest I get to do on Sloan's Jane Doe later.
Sloan's going to let you do a harvest? By yourself?
By myself.
Oh.
Which makes me very cool in the eyes of my dead mother, by the way.
Okay, then. Well, I better let you study.
Better stop distracting me. I will not be cool in the eyes of my dead mother if I maim Jane Doe.
We're going to need you to lie very still, Mrs. Rogerson.
I think I can do that, Dr. O'Malley.
Sorry about that, Mrs. Rogerson.
Oh, I'm never going to drink again. I can't believe I have to be presentable for Callie's dad at lunch.
Oh, God.
Hours. Hours of our lives. Many hours that are all I can think about. And you seriously don't remember? How can you not remember those many, many hours?
Look, Izzy, whatever I did, whatever I said, I was drunk. I'm sure I didn't mean it.
George, I promise you, you meant it. You meant it a lot. You meant it more than once.
Do you see that? That page, Callie.
You'll be pleased to hear I'm proposing an expansion to the hospital board this afternoon. Give you quite a few more places to hide.
I'm not going to hide. I'm just trying to find my residence.
I come here to Seattle to see you, and you don't even give me a moment.
You didn't come to see me. You came here to get a job.
I came here for books.
What? You made a mistake.
You're going to invite me?
Where?
To the wedding.
Please stop talking about the wedding.
Most blushing brides to be. Love to talk about the wedding. What's the matter? Are we getting cold feet?
Please leave.
If he's rushing you, you should tell him. When you marry, you want to be ready. He should understand that.
Good afternoon, Ford. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. of the board. I'm so grateful for this opportunity.
Don't wear the glasses. You fiddle with them, it makes you look indecisive. And stop stressing. It'll be like any other job interview. Now, what do you consider your strengths? What do you consider your weaknesses? What do you consider your weaknesses?
I don't have any. I'm that good. What are yours?
I'm an easy mark for evil redheads.
Trust me, you have other weaknesses. Obviously, you are a man whore.
Correction. I was a man whore.
Yeah, well, while you're bragging about that to the board, Colin Marlowe is pitching his 10-year plan.
10-year plan? Is that a requirement?
It is now.
Mrs. Rogerson, according to your CT, you have severe internal bleeding. It was probably caused by your anti-inflammatory medication.
Does that require surgery? Because she can't have any...
Obviously, any surgical procedure could cause more bone growth or do more damage than good. That's why Dr. Burke's here.
What we can do is insert a line into your groin and then float a catheter up and embolize the area.
That's minimally invasive?
As minimally invasive as possible, but with your condition, even this is risky.
I'm 41 years old. Most FOP patients don't live to 45. I'm down to the use of my face and hands. Pretty soon I won't have anything. So what would happen if I refuse the surgery?
You will bleed to death within a day or two.
Is that painful?
Mom, stop, okay?
Nina, please, let me think.
The reason you've gotten this far, our treatment plan works. It will work.
Burke is using PowerPoint. He's doing a PowerPoint presentation for the board, which is cool if it's like 1998. There's no swag, is there? We're not allowed to give gifts.
Why did you ask Meredith to do a bone graft on your Jane Doe?
Because I'm her teacher and that's my job.
You're doing it to impress the chief. You're setting her up. And she can't fail right now.
Why don't you let your girlfriend decide what she can or can't do?
I will hurt you if this goes wrong for her.
Lily, dollhouse.
Yeah, the lights work and everything. It's a perfect little home.
Oh, did you have a dollhouse growing up?
I had sex last night with the wrong person. But the thing is, it didn't feel wrong at the time. It felt like something was falling into place. What do I do?
What am I, the go-to person for adultery?
No, I just don't know what to do.
You stop. That's what you do.
Are you sure? I mean, how do you know that it didn't feel so right because it's God's plan?
God wants you to be an adulterer.
God got a virgin pregnant by magic. God is not playing by the rules.
Uh-huh. Now, talk to Paul.
Mr. Kendry.
No, Paul will get your drywall number.
Mr. Kendry.
Okay. Let me just write a couple notes about that call.
Mr. Kendry, we're going to have to amputate your foot.
What?
The infection is in the bone. If we don't remove the foot, it will travel to your blood, and that will cause sepsis and possible death. I'm sorry.
How can you be so... I mean, I can't get around it. No. No, you're not cutting off my foot.
Sir, diabetes is a manageable disease. If you had been here even a month ago... Maybe
okay, so I screwed up. But you're telling me that this is my only option because I'm late getting in here? That there's no way...
Mr. Kendry...
No!
Please. There's got to be a way for me to get that month back. Tell me what to do. I'll do it. I'll do every line of every plan you give me. I'll do it. Please. You gotta find a way to save my foot.
Hey, what do you think of a robotics lab as a goal for the hospital?
Derek.
For harvesting.
I'm trying to be supportive, but this graft, it's really tricky.
Mm-hmm. You don't have to do it, you know. I talked to Mark and...
You what?
I talked to Mark. I mean, Meredith, this is a... It's a complex procedure.
You don't think I can do it?
When has Mark Sloan allowed his interns to do anything? Let alone harvest a bone graft.
He's in the race for chief. He's trying to prove he can teach.
By teaching you. Your mother died, and the chief is going to be watching you very closely. Mark is trying to gain points by...
Using me.
If it goes well, he gets the credit. If it goes poorly, he gets the save.
So this is about you one-upping Mark?
He's using you. I'm just trying to protect you.
You don't need to. Close the door on your way out.
Dr. Bailey.
What do you want?
See, that's what I like about you. You always get right to the point.
Make it quick. I'm headed over to the clinic.
All right. What would you change about this hospital if you could?
Is this for your board interview? You want me to do your homework for you because I'm not busy enough? Is that it?
All the other attendings are putting together 10-year plans. I was just looking for some input.
Input? You want... I have patients in need of medical attention right now. This guy here is about to have one less appendage. I don't have a 10-year plan for him. I have a right now plan for him. Cut off his foot to save his life. So you need to get out of my way right now so I can do my job.
Right now?
Right now.
Talk to me about blackouts. Are they real? Do you really not remember anything afterwards?
I'm fine. Not drinking. I'm not drowning my sorrows. Fine. Everybody needs to stop trying to protect me.
This isn't really about you. I'm asking back when you had a best friend named Tequila. Did you actually ever black out?
Once? Or twice?
Well, the stuff you don't remember is usually the stuff you don't want to remember.
Right. Great. Thanks.
Yeah, I've type 2 diabetes. Patient let it go and the infection is in the bone. I had to find a fix or cut off a foot. Anyone? Anybody?
You get to cut off his foot? Cool.
Okay, no, not cool. The patient was neglectful, he made a couple bad calls. I mean, does that mean he has no hope? Does that mean he can't have a do-over?
But you get to cut the bone and stuff.
We're talking about Buck now.
We are?
Mm-hmm. Operation Be Kind Rewind not going so well.
You need to fix it. It seems like you guys have a pretty good thing, and pretty good things are rare and hard to come by. Unlike really screwed up, complicated things, which seem to be freaking everywhere.
You know what? Things are great. I'm going to get things back to the way we were. Watch me.
Jane Doe, pick your face.
No, not yet.
How cool would that be? To get to pick your own face, just... disappear and start all over.
How you doing?
What am I doing? I'm freaking out, Alex. That's how I'm doing. I can't do this. I can't pick. I can't.
All right. Okay. Let's meet the contenders, all right? Let's see. This is Maggie. Married her high school sweetheart. Has two kids. Boy and girl. Loves being a mom. You know, coaches her daughter's basketball team and makes an insane banana cream pie.
Banana cream pie?
It's my favorite, so shut up. And this is Elizabeth. Graduated from Northwestern. Met her husband at a political rally where they got arrested and fell in love. She's all angry and fired up, but everyone forgives her because she means well. This one's Ava. She's funny, she's tough, a little neurotic sometimes, but you get used to it. You can tell she's been through a lot in her life, but it's only made her stronger, you know?
It's just your daughter, the way she... Yeah, she's sort of undeniable. And after I lost my father, I realized, you know, that life is short. And it's long, too. short and long. Life.
He talks a lot.
No, he talks like a person who talks. Dad, please.
Do you have any idea what you've done to your mother? You make this decision the most important day of your life. We didn't even know she was seeing someone. Are you pregnant?
Oh.
Did you get my daughter pregnant?
No. Daddy, no, it is no. No. This is George, okay? He's not like the other guys I've been with.
Clean as a whistle. And a mathlete.
He has no money. You have money.
Oh, I didn't know that Callie was well off. She just told me.
Really? Really, well, then you won't mind if the house, the car, and everything else we'll provide will be in Calliope's name.
What house?
You're a married woman now. I'll find something suitable. It's all here in the post-nuptial I've drawn up.
Dad?
Sorry.
Got it. It's okay.
You know what?
No.
What?
No, that's not going to happen. There's no way I'm going to let you pay for anything. I can't. We can't... Callie, I'm so sorry. Mr. Torres, I'm sorry, but the answer is no. When all you have just falls apart, nothing seems to work out while you're trying. And you're still all right. Yeah, you're still...
Really coming along. It looks great.
Thanks. We've been working on it for months. When I say we, I mean she. I just hold things and look pretty.
It can be hard work, too. I'm going to need to draw some blood for your surgery.
Mm-hmm. Be careful. You can only use one specific vein in this area. Here. Okay. Oh, I said be careful.
I'm so sorry.
That's okay.
No, it's not. If she's going to be that clumsy, she's not drawing your blood.
Nina, she's just doing her job.
Well, not very well. I'm going to get a nurse, a senior nurse.
Oh, Nina, stop.
No, Mom, do not let her touch you. We can't be too careful. You're not taking her blood.
She's not even a person anymore. You know what I mean?
Mrs. Rogerson.
I know I'm going to die. You know, maybe not today, but soon. I just need to talk, you know? Nina won't let me talk. I just need to talk.
No coffee. One more thing for Marlowe to tweak.
Please, tell me you're not coming up with a 10-year plan for this hospital.
You can come up with all the plans you want, but in the end, it just doesn't make one bit of difference. Things happen. People just
drown.
Yeah, you know when I pulled her out of the water, she was like ice. She can swim.
Richard, she gave up.
I close my eyes for a moment. It's like she's back in the water. I'm up and I just listen to her breathe, you know? Just... because she stops. So I can come up with plans for the hospital. But if they ask me where I'm going to be in 10 years...
George.
Mr. Torres.
You want to take care of her in your own way. Mm-hmm. I understand that. I respect it. But you have to understand. She's my only little girl, George. And you need to promise me that you will love her and protect her. Because the minute that you hurt her... You understand? Good. And I'll tell Callie's mother she can plan the party.
What? What?
Your wedding party.
Oh, Dad, oh,
now, please,
come
Mia,
on.
For my sanity, Mia, please. Just let her plan the party.
All right, okay.
I have a plane to catch. Mia. George?
Hi, Dad. You stood up to him. Nobody does that. I was all proud. So listen, about last night, I don't know about you, but personally, I'd like to take back about 90% of it.
Me too.
Good. Good, okay. Then go find Izzy and help her prep Mrs. Rogers, and I'll see you in surgery.
You're here to keep my baby alive?
I am.
Good.
So?
So, call me Ava.
You been practicing? You know, the chief will be watching today.
The chief, right, of course.
Of course what?
Derek was right about you. You're using the memory of my dead mother to win points with the chief. It's despicable. And I'm not going to play.
The chief? The way he was looking at you this morning? It was like you were some beaten down puppy he picked up off the side of the road. You do this procedure, and you do it well, he'll start looking at you like a surgeon again. But, you know, you want to think of me as despicable, you want to pass up this shot, that's up to you.
Doing amazing things with prosthetics these days. This doesn't mean your life is over. I'll take him out to the OR. I'll meet you there.
Got your board thing now? The chief picked you. Originally, you were always supposed to be the next chief. That was the plan.
Well, that was a long time ago. A lot has happened since then.
But you're still that guy. You're the guy the chief chose.
No, I'm not. I'm not that guy, Christina, and I wouldn't want to be. I want to be better than that. I like to believe that I've grown. I want to move forward. I'm not interested in going back.
Dr. Burke.
You ready?
Osteotome and hammer.
And use the curved osteotome to elevate the external table. Gently.
Still see bleeding. The platinum microcoils. They aren't holding.
What about using a gelatin sponge?
I've already tried polyvinyl, alcohol, glue, microcoils. Nothing's working.
BP's dropping to 62 systolic.
We're going to have to open her up.
If you open her up, she's dead.
If we don't, she's dead.
Beginning amputation.
laughing.
Laughing?
They're laughing.
Well, they can't be laughing with him. They have to be laughing at him.
I'm surprised you don't have a shot glass pressed up against that window.
Just listen. Let me show you the new clinic. Right.
Chief.
So, if you ask me, you all could stand to borrow a page from Dr. Sloan's book.
Sloan? You're kidding, right? That's a joke.
He didn't get caught up in this whole 10-year plan foolishness. He said he had a right now plan for Seattle Grace.
The right now plan.
A right now plan. Is that right?
Boyd ate it up. Tell you the truth, so did I.
I should have brought her in sooner. The first time she threw up, I knew better.
Nina, there was nothing any of us...
No. It was a mistake.
Your mother... talked to me. She wasn't ready to leave you, but she was ready to leave her body.
Please. I don't need you to explain the relative comforts of death for my mother.
What she was afraid of was that you had taken on so much of her disease that you were freezing up too. You've spent so much time planning and helping her avoid risk. God knows that's what you should have been doing, but she was worried. You have a healthy body, Nina. If you fall down, you won't turn to stone. And your mom so wanted you to just let yourself fall. Messing up, it's what makes a person. It's how we learn. Where we find joy. And the things you don't plan for. The things you never see coming. It was a mistake, and it happened. People make mistakes. We need to figure out where we go from here. We need to figure out how to tell Callie.
I'm not going to tell Callie. Do you know how much this would hurt her? I'm not going to clear my conscience at her expense. She has done nothing but support me, encourage me, and believe in me, and this is how I pay her back. I have to live with what I did. This is our secret, okay?
Okay.
The thing about plans is they don't take into account the unexpected. So when we're thrown a curveball, whether it's in the OR or in life...
How are you feeling?
We have to improvise.
I'm a guy without a foot. What do I do now?
You move forward, you follow the plan, and you try and keep your other foot.
My other foot. Right.
Of course, some of us are better at it than others.
I'm impressed, Karev. You spent the whole day watching a fetal monitor and never complained.
Well, I do what I'm told.
Since when?
Depends on who's doing the telling.
Good night, Dr. Krebs. What is that?
Hey, how's Ava?
I don't think I'm gonna know the answer to that for a while. What do you say we talk about you and the redheads?
Well, the redhead's my boss, so...
So?
So it's complicated.
And?
Some of us just have to move on to Plan B. And make the best of it.
I woke up.
It has to be small. It's you and me. And Meredith. And Shepard, too, if you want. But that's it. And the justice of the peace. I know you're spiritual and stuff, but I don't want any rabbis or ministers, nothing religious. I'll just make an appointment at City Hall and that'll be it. And no veil. Okay, I don't want to get married with a mosquito net all over my face. I let Mark use the memory of my mother to win points with the chief. You were right.
Sorry.
No, it's weird.
What's weird?
It's exactly what she would have wanted.
Dead mommy's proud.
Dead mommy's proud. How was your interview?
Not great. Wasn't great. I was distracted.
I went.
Nothing. I don't know.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how bad is it?
Hey.
How about now?
Sad.
And sometimes, how about now?
6.
What we want
5.
Is exactly what we need. But sometimes
your clothes through the closet door. Did you tie them up in a plastic laundry bag?
Yeah. Sorry. I'm so sorry.
Oh, I guess I can live with it.
Sometimes what we need is a new plan.